769 Michael Conover and William J. McCormick, north of Road 66, 4,000 feet west of Road 62, being Lot 8. A variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel. State your full name and address.
Michael Conover, 36885 Janigan Drive, Frankfurt, Delaware, 19945.
Okay. But you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for making me last, because I've never got to go to one of these before, and I get to learn a lot tonight, so thanks. I don't know if I'm totally prepared based on what I've seen happen here so far, but what my partner and I are looking for is we bought this lot on Pepperbox Road. It's 284 feet across the front. It's basically almost 2 acres, 1.98 acres. We want to subdivide it basically in half. It's pretty rectangular. As we're looking for a variance to allow us to do that, we're 16 feet short of, I think, the 300 feet road frontage we would need. In there, we wrote 150 and 134. Really, in half is just fine. I mean, it doesn't, that, there was no rhyme or reason for saying that. So they could both be 142 if that was acceptable. There's an existing structure on the lot to the left, and to our knowledge, it meets all the setbacks that are currently.
Mr. Rickard, how was it advertised?
Let's see. Well, I'll make sure I'll get the exact advertisement.
The neighbors are pretty much pretty large farms around there. There's not any other houses very, very close.
Minimum lot width requirement to be located Road 66, 4,000 feet west of Road 62, being Lot 8.
We don't, on the tax map.
Seeking a variance for the minimum lot width. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it says for a parcel, right?
A parcel, right.
Which means one of them has to stay 150.
Right.
Can't have, because you didn't advertise for two parcels.
So what would have to be 150, another would have to be 134? So I guess we're asking them for a 60-foot variance on that one, then.
On the tax map, I don't see other parcels anywhere close to even 150. And on your application, but the reason was because it can't otherwise be developed. Cannot otherwise be developed is a standard for granting a variance, but not a reason for the standard. What's unique about it? What's, why can't it otherwise be developed?
Well, in terms of building a house on a separate lot is what we really meant.
So it can be developed?
Right.
Another standard is not created by the applicant. Won't alter the central character of the neighborhood is a minimum variance to afford relief. So when you bought the property, was your intention of subdividing it?
Actually, it was a little bit deeper than that. We helped some folks that were going into foreclosure. And basically, at the time we bought the property, we leased it back to them. And we have a certain amount of money that we're going to get at the end of the year. So we're actually trying to help them increase the value of the lot so they'll get more money when they sell. Our portion of that is set in stone by contract. So we only get a certain amount of money, but they're friends of ours, too. So we're trying to make the property more valuable for them as well.
Certainly admirable.
Yep. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Wetzel? And Mr. Mills? Any further? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I call for a motion. Hearing none?
Matters automatically tabled.
It's automatically tabled, and I'll notify the secretary as when to bring it up. Okay.
Will I be back then, or?
When it's on the table right now, I'll notify the secretary when to put it back on the agenda, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
The hearing's closed.
The hearing's closed, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, that takes care of that. We've got, let's see, we'll go back to the cases we've got here. Okay, our first